It's Rob Mark, and it's Amy Labota. It's Attitude Adjustment. We're back with a couple of really interesting guests this morning. Nin George and Melissa Nesmith. And Nin is the Vice President of Quality and Performance Excellence at Global Parts. And Global Parts affiliate just seems to have picked up, through Interceptor Aviation, the type certificate for the Myers aircraft a couple of years ago. And Melissa is the COO for parts at, the COO for Global Parts Group. I got that wrong. All right. But listen, welcome. We have so many questions.
Thank you very much.
We do have questions. I love the Myers 200. This is a classic racing airplane that happens to have four seats and is a really comfortable cross-country machine. But I don't understand why they stopped building it.
That's a great question. And Amy, you touched on it. I think the Myers 200 is a remarkable design with unique performance capabilities. But the underlying design that enables that and the incredible aerodynamics shape that it has and efficiencies was actually decades ahead of its time from a manufacturability standpoint.
Yeah, we should tell people that this is actually kind of like an antique classic. When did they initially produce these?
Sure, you bet. Al Myers developed and got his type certificate for the 200 in 1958 and started producing them in his factory in Tecumseh, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then Rockwell Aero Commander purchased the type design and type certificate from him and produced them then in the late 1960s in their plant in Albany, Georgia. And at the time, of course, there was not the computer-aided design and computer-aided manufacturing capabilities that we now enjoy and can take advantage of in modern manufacturing capabilities. So the design of the plane with its underlying structural steel load carrying path and the safety cage basically that the crew fly in lend itself back then to a lot of hand fitting, a lot of hand fabrication, because the aerodynamic shape that it's able to have is because the skins are unstressed. So we have 2024 T3 aluminum that have compound contours. So now you fast forward to 2016 and we have an aluminum metal plane that has the shape of a modern composite based plane, with all the advantages of the metal construction and the longevity and the maintainability and ease of maintenance and ownership. And now, with modern manufacturing capabilities, we can take advantage of computer-aided design and manufacturing to make it a modern manufacturing capability to reduce manufacturing cost, decrease variation, increase quality, and have more consistent product coming out the back of the factory.
Well, something I was going to ask, because some of our listeners may not be familiar with the Myers because they may be a little younger than me. Of course, everybody is, but
not
so
everybody.
Give us just a couple of the performance qualities of the Myers that make it so unique.
You bet. First and foremost, we want to talk about its structural steel load carrying path. It's a welded 4130 chromoly steel wing carry through section that goes from external wing root to external wing root, which is 4.5 feet outside the cockpit. Then it has a welded 4130 chromoly steel fuselage cage that the crew and the cockpit and it's for the cockpit, along with the forward engine mount. So essentially, the Myers community like to say they fly around in a NASCAR roll cage, and it's true. But when you look at it, you think, oh my gosh, that has to be heavy. It has to be a big penalty.
Right.
Well, in reality, when you pick them up, the design was so elegantly effective that it's very light in its bridge structure, but yet so remarkably strong. So, Rob, you and Amy, you and I could easily pick up these components. It's something that we show people is, oh, here, go over there, let's pick it up. And they're saying, well, it's steel. Yeah, it's steel, but it's the right shape steel, and it's put together in the right way that you get all the benefits of it without a bad
rate penalty.
It's very fast. And because of that underlying strength, then Mr. Myers was able to take advantage of putting that teardrop shape to it, which is very aerodynamically efficient, and make the compound contours because the skins aren't stressed. The load bearing isn't carried by a monocoque conventional construction with the high wetted area for parasitic drag and all those things. So the teardrop shape is enabled by its underlying structure.
Okay.
You get the benefits of the aerodynamics, and it set world records. Was going 239 miles an hour in 1966.
Yeah, we like to tout the strength, the speed, and also, in addition, the comfort of the plane is also a very special attribute that it has. explain that a little bit, Nin.
You bet. The teardrop shaped cockpit allows it to have very nice shoulder space and hip space. And as you can tell by looking at me, you know, I know we're on radio, people can't see me, but I'm an oversized guy.
There is a webcam for those of you looking.
But oh, you didn't warn us of that.
Yeah.
I fit very comfortably in a Myers 200, yeah. And there's a lot of planes I don't fit very comfortably into, and but I did that to myself. But Melissa's correct. It's a remarkably comfortable airplane to fly, and its ergonomics and its cockpit features. If you combine that with its speed and its safety record and its proven safety performance, it's a remarkable combination that we're very excited about.
Well, my question is, how long is it going to take to ramp this up? I know you picked up the type certificate, 2 years ago?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we've gone through a number of milestones. Of course, it was an older design. We were gathering drawings that were on 25-foot long Mylars, and so we've been in the process of modernizing, going from 2D to 3D drawings, and we've hit a number of milestones with FAA approvals, and Nin can talk a little bit more to some of the approvals that we've hit on the...
Sure.
Go ahead.
You bet. And Melissa touched on it. You know, we had the key thing for this whole program. It was an approved type certificate, obviously. This is an experiment.
Right.
And it's got a fabulous track record. These planes, you know, how does a design age? Well, theoretically, you can say when you get an approved type certificate, well, it's supposed to age well, and it's supposed to do this, it's supposed to do that. You look at the aircraft fleet that's flying now, 50 years old, how rock solid they feel because of that inherent designs. You know, the push-pull tubes to the different ailerons, all the design features in this plane that are so remarkable. These planes have just aged tremendously. There's never been an in-flight breakup of a Myers 200. There's never been an FAA-issued airworthiness directive against the airframe. Now,
that's amazing.
And these planes are 50 years old, still flying, cruising at 208 knots.
How many of these?
There's approximately 65 of them still airworthy.
Okay.
But you know, three of them just raced yesterday in the 2016 Air Venture Cup race in the factory 1RG class. And we've had a couple of winners in the past couple of years. Jamin Pruitt from Arkansas won the 2015 Air Venture Cup race in his Model 200. This year at Sun and Fun at the Sunshine Express 400, John Secord won the factory 1RG class, going right at 224 miles an hour. In his C model, and again, these planes are just phenomenal in performance, and then the comfort level is just phenomenal, and then the safety features are truly unique, and it's just again a unique combination we're very, very excited about.
Do people ever tell you that it looks like a Navion?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And for younger listeners, they don't know what a Navion is either, right. Probably, but
you know, and obviously a Navion is taller and bigger, but it's that bubble, it's that. That teardrop shape that lends it a lot to that in the canopy area. That's that first feature that kind of, you look at that and go, wow, it's a good looking airplane, but what is that for sure?
You definitely
We have
get
a lot
that.
Of people coming by asking, what is this?
Yeah, but they're fascinated by it, and then when they get into it and see it, and we've got an excellent example of one on display at booth number 175, and Ken Atchison is the owner of that aircraft, and he graciously brings it and lets us show it off, because it's an outstanding example of the design. And he recently completed a full Garmin glass panel upgrade into his avionics panel, and you get to see what a really good looking 200 looks like with a modern glass panel, and that's a combination we're very excited about.
Yeah, I can imagine. And that, I'm guessing, is what you plan to do. Is that, Melissa, where you guys are going?
That's where we're going.
All right.
You know, at Global Parts Group, our core business has always been parts distribution, and so supporting the aftermarket, the customer on the aftermarket side, is really what our bread and butter is. And so when we had the opportunity to purchase the type certificate, it made a lot of sense, because we've got the parts support down, the spare support. We have the manufacturing division of the company. We have the overhaul and repair, two overhaul Part 145 repair shops. We've got sheet metal capabilities and production, component capabilities. So this just fit perfectly into our wheelhouse. And so we're looking forward to what the future could bring with this type certificate and this very unique design.
Well, what's the timeline on this? When are we going to see one that somebody could actually buy new?
You know, well, that's a great question, Amy. I'm glad you asked it. You know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, obviously. You know, when we first acquire the type certificate, your first thing you have to understand is what it is and what it isn't, mm-hmm. and start working with the FAA on the type design data, and working, doing due diligence to work through it, and you know, do obvious risk assessments and understand a strategy and a good logical path forward. And we've been working tightly with the FAA on that over the past couple of years. We're both, I would say both sides are comfortable with where we're at. And, you know, that's the challenge we're going to have coming forward is to do that as quick as we effectively can.
That sounds wonderful. Tell us again where they can look at the airplane.
Well, yeah. We have it on display. We have a hospitality trailer and a Myers at lot 175 in the display area. We also have information at our booth inside Hangar C at booth 3058. So anyone can stop by either of those locations. We also have a reception Wednesday evening before the show to tell anyone or give anyone information that they might need on it.
Oh, terrific, Melissa. We're going to go to a quick break, and thank you very much, Melissa Nesmith and Nin George.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.